Great to speak to the legend himself, Robert Dipietomenica, who I know has been a racing fan for his entire life, and it would be almost as big an honour as winning a premiership, no doubt, being the captain of the Metro team tomorrow. Dipper, good morning. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. You're spot on. Absolutely spot on. I heard Harper just before he finished off saying that I don't know much about the game, but I'm absolutely pumped and really thank the VRC for allowing me to get my hands on these young fellas.
You've actually owned a few horses over the years, Dipper, and I know back in the halcyon days at the Hawks, there are a number of the stars that love to have a punt.
Yeah, no, we're still involved with the horse racing. We've got a couple of nice horses, Papa's Dream and a long arm, a part of the long arm. So we're looking forward to Melbourne Cups with these, hopefully. But more importantly, we've got something really special on Friday. I'm really excited to be part of it. And for me, just getting close to the action and getting to know the guys, and I'm really excited.
Now, you were known for your guts and determination and remarkable courage as a footballer. No one will ever forget the 89 Grand Final where you played with a broken rib and a punctured lung. Are you expecting that same type of courage from your jockeys tomorrow?
Oh, absolutely. I want the best. Now, and we know, like, what courage these young men and women and ladies have, because they are just super courage. But the thing is about this, one, there's seven races, as we know, two at all distances, three, they don't really know what the horse they're going to ride. Most of these young jockeys and the older jockeys understand the horses they've got. So that is courage just to get on a horse.
I'm going to bring in one of your young guns, and that is Matty Cartwright, who'll be riding for you tomorrow, Dipper. Right. He's in great form after a double yesterday. How are you, Matt?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Very well. Now, Matty, are you a football fan?
To be honest, I'm not a big football fan. I'm not a big football fan.
What?
Have you ever heard of Dipper?
No.
What? I'm in the back seat already. Oh, my God. Now, listen, young Matty, get yourself organised and go Google me, right? And then we'll get going.
Yeah.
Well, hey, Matt, I'll give you a little bit of background, because Dipper will be your inspiration tomorrow. He'll be trying to pump up everyone on the team and give you all of the incentive that you need to get home. Here's a little snippet of some of Dipper's best work behind a microphone that you may get to hear firsthand tomorrow.
Down on the boundary line. Good afternoon, Dipper.
Okay.
Dipper, yes,
hello,
sir.
Drew.
Welcome.
How are you?
All right. Down to Dipper on the boundary line.
Thanks very much, Drew. Hope it's nice and warm up there for you.
Yeah, just mark time on the spot.
But I think that Carlton could get back in this game. Thanks, mate.
You look as though you need a kick to warm up.
please get me off. I'm freezing.
That was a day.
Something like that.
Hey, Matty, just quickly, tell us a little bit about yourself.
19. I've been running races for about 2 years. It's all going really well at the moment, and I'm riding in Saturday races regularly in town, and I used to be a motorbike rider. But,
And who was your inspiration as a jockey?
Sorry?
Who was your inspiration as a jockey?
Oh, I'd say James McDonald, definitely.
Yeah, why not? Why not? He's on a bit of a train at the moment, isn't he, guys? Unbelievable. Melbourne Cup and won the big race on Saturday.
Yeah, for sure. He's a freak of a jockey, and the amount of winners he gets, I'd love to be like him one day.
Well, as we all know, tomorrow, on Friday, yeah, we've got some rapid racing, mate. So are you pumped for this?
Yeah, really, really excited for the opportunity. Obviously, I've worked hard this first half of the season, and fortunately, I've got a place in it. So really happy. I've drawn a nice enough book of horses, so expecting maybe a couple winners and hopefully...
A couple? I'm expecting you to be there all the time. One, two, and three. I expect nothing less from you, right? And I'm also going to bring you a Hawthorn membership.
Yeah, but look, it's going to be a really good day racing, and can't wait for tomorrow.
That'd be great. Michael?
Hey, Dipper, have you done the form for tomorrow?
Nah. All it's right. not about well, the form for me. These guys need to do the form. What I need from these guys is just understanding the pressure of representing your state once, right? Now, I did it in football, but just in racing. But the thing is, I just want to thank everybody in the racing world because we've been locked down for 9,000 days. And we all know that we all, went to our TVs and watching the races to keep us sane. So we thank everybody out there, and that's exactly what we're expecting tomorrow. Tomorrow. So it'll be absolutely fun anyway, eh?
There's no doubt about that. Now, Dipper, have a listen, because I'm going to ask Matty, if you haven't done the form, who his best rides are tomorrow and also on Saturday. And you've got an interesting runner in the first, Matt, Madame Dugast. Have you had much to do with this filly? I know you get allocated the rides, but have you spoken to Trevor Rogers because his first start is well in the market?
Yeah, I haven't as yet. I've watched the trial. It's trialed very well. It looks like it's got quite nice ability. I actually expect it to be going close to winning. I reckon it's nearly best of the day for sure. Race 2 a nice horse as well.
Bay of Islands, that's for Kieran Maher and Dave Eustace. And you're riding in brilliant form. It was a beautiful double yesterday, and then you can carry that over to the Valley on Saturday. You're riding for the family, Lynn Tolson, Leonie Proctor on Curran. How do you think Curran's going at the moment?
Curran's going well. He gulps nicely on Saturday. I'm expecting him to bounce back. We've got an awkward draw, but if he can overcome the awkward draw and I can give him a good ride, I expect him to be going close to winning.
She Yulong Command looks a good ride for you earlier in the day. It was a great run behind Scorched Earth last start.
Yeah, he's had trial in between runs. He's trialled very well, and I expect him to be going very close and being very hard to beat.
Can you pull out a magic trick on Alberk? Always runs well, but it's only won once.
Yeah, surprised. He ran really good last start. I reckon he's right in it. It doesn't look that strong a race, and if he can bring his best and put his nose in front, I'm sure he could be winning.
You've got a great book of rides on Saturday because Estrel Park's a good chance and so's High and Dry for Matty Allerton.
Yeah, for sure. I'm really happy with the book I've got. They all can win in those races, so I'm hoping for a very good day.
Well, you're going to have a busy day today, preparing for rapid racing, looking up everything that Dipper has done, and then a big day at the Valley on Saturday.
Yeah, definitely.
Good luck. Good luck, Matty.
Thank you.
See you, Matty. See you tomorrow.
Perfect. See you tomorrow.
Hey, Dipper, I look forward to all of your coverage and your inspiration on racing.com for rapid racing tomorrow. Good luck, Dipper.
Thanks very much, Michael. We're really looking forward to it. And we'll see how we go, eh? Go to Vicks.